New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Vanderpodcalypse Now. Did you miss us? Do you miss us?
Do you?
Do you? You don't?
Say yes.
Oh,
say yes.
Say yes. We miss you. Yes. We wish we had more episodes to watch of The Valley or Vanderpump Rules.
We'll be better about that. I mean, things are in a bit of hiatus, but...
Yeah, as the show is.
Oh, and we're doing a neat little giveaway. If you heard our episode about going to Schwartz and Sandy's.
Yes.
We have a giveaway based on our experience there, so make sure to listen for that. And then the information and the details of that will be on our Instagram, VPR Now.
It will be fun, and it's no skin off your back.
Depending on your definition of fun, by the way.
My definition is this. But yeah, check it out. Very fun. So we're going to talk through just some Vanderpump kind of news points that I think I've been noting and tell you like kind of what's happening in the Vanderpump world.
I am now on Cameo, so hit me up. I'd love to help you guys out.
So that's Jax Taylor. He's on Cameo. He has been on and off of Cameo, as we know. But Brittany Cartwright, obviously they're still estranged, is calling him out for saying there's a little part of his Cameo, and I've not ordered a Cameo from him, so I can't say this yet definitively. Maybe I will. That donates some of the money to cancer research. Great thing, right? But Brittany is calling him out and saying that he has not donated any money from that to cancer research. Very in the world of Jax Taylor. Like, would we expect him to donate money to cancer research? No.
I think it could be, and I'm just kind of, you know, wanting to just both sides of this. And
sure.
Is she probably right? Yes. But it could be a thing of is that he had good intentions and didn't follow through, because it takes work. It takes work to be like, okay, so I got to take this amount of money. I got to. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take that much work.
No.
We've donated money, tons of Ghost Town money
to various
things.
It's actually fairly seamless.
It's fairly simple. He may have had good intentions and then just got lazy.
Mm-hmm.
I want to believe that he wasn't like, I cannot wait to defraud a charity or defraud an audience.
But he's Jax Taylor. Come on. He would do nothing is off the table with him. Nothing.
I mean, it's good. It's a good publicity to get more cameos if you know it's from charity. You know, I might be more inclined to do it. So I think his intentions are maybe kind of like, listen, I do want a bump. And if I have to donate a few bucks to charity, so what?
If cancer research benefits from it, I'm down for whatever strategy that involves. But
and then he can write that off.
Yeah. But is he doing his taxes? No, of course not. Jax Taylor. So this is all on the heels of him. The bigger headline, I guess, around Jax is that he sought inpatient treatment for his mental health. This is a big thing, especially
that's
with
good.
Raquel stuff.
Not Reiki.
You know, it's not Reiki, but is it? But also, again, I think the discourse around this, which I don't know what I believe, but I want to repeat it because it's something that people are discussing, is, okay, Raquel went to this kind of like thing that was kind of spa-like. I think I believe that she did get therapeutic help and counsel there, but it did feel very like a relaxation type of an experience. Did Jax go to a similar place? I don't know. Did he want to get back in the headlines because he saw he was getting bad press with the Britney stuff and wanted some sympathy? Perhaps. I don't know.
But you don't want to knock people for trying to get
help. Yeah, actually getting help, absolutely not. I really – but also, can you help Jax? Can he be helped?
I think yes. We see a lot of people. It's like anything but actual therapy.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm gonna go throw a party. I'm gonna
start
go to
an
Vegas.
Instagram account I'm gonna be a mental wellness
hero. Whatever, yeah, or yeah. I'm instead of just trying to like constantly like monetize and kind of publicize things. I think anything helps. Being just being told, just not having yes people around you mm-hmm. all the time, it has to help. And I think we all have the same. We all have the same problems in some way or another. It's just it's bigger and smaller, and
yeah.
what are we doing about it?
And what
it?
Resources do we have? Absolutely.
And yeah, so, resources are tough. I mean, I like to think that he's got resources that he should be really taking advantage of, where a lot of people don't. I mean, myself, even trying to find a new – it's like, does insurance cover it? No, of course they don't, you know, and yeah. then finding a therapist that you like, that you can trust, that wasn't a former improviser. When I look for a therapist, I make sure they
iOS,
were not
– iOS? Did they graduate from iOS?
I want to make sure – and nothing against that doesn't mean they're not good. It's like I just don't want therapy from a former improviser.
From someone you did a third beat of a Herald with yeah. back in 2008?
That's just me.
Wow. Okay. Picky. So when you saw this headline, which of course you did, Jax Taylor seeking inpatient treatment for mental health, you were like, good on ya. You were like, nice work. I was like,
It's, you know, I'm a cynic and a skeptic.
Not according to this episode of Vanderpodcalypse Now. You're actually very idealistic.
I just in case.
You want to be good cop right now.
I am good copping it because
I'm
a mental
disgusting
health
cop.
Now, I will not be surprised if anything. I'm not going to stake my what little reputation I have that it's coming from a good place.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, you know, I just, it's weird. But we see it all the time. People in a way less visible than Jax, people commodify or in some way kind of publicize their mental health
mm-hmm.
for attention.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we've seen it on many, many different scales. So it's mm-hmm. kind of like you're inundated and you're just, my hope is that's actually happening
mm-hmm.
because I know being like, you know what, I need attention, let me talk about mental health and I hope that I get a lot of likes, it's not going to help you
mm-hmm.
you're just going to be spiraling
yeah,
continuously.
No, it just feeds the cycle.
As somebody who, as a community college psychologist, that's what I say.
Okay, so you're cautiously optimistic about Jax. I am cautiously pessimistic about Jax. We'll see. Is Jax still in care? I didn't get any updates on him. So hopefully, if you know anything, please let us know. But we have to move on to Jax's, well, no, not yet. One more piece of news, and then we're going to move on to a little Stassi Schroeder shit.
That's what I was
we'll
what we were talking about.
I want to talk about one more thing, and that is Katie Maloney was spotted with someone. Did you see that? For those of you who are watching or watched Love Island USA, Katie Maloney was spotted with Connor Newsom, who had a short stint as the boring nice guy on Love Island USA. He like kind of walked like a bulldog. I don't know. He's a white man with muscles.
Like me.
Exactly. He looks like Jason. So just look at Jason. And yeah. Like Connor. Got it. Which is weird because like, okay, we've really theorized about like who Katie should date next, like what her dating life is like, et cetera, et cetera. Especially since the show did that whole like love triangle with Tori. Like, ugh. So it's interesting because there also is a big age difference between them. Connor is 26, 27, and Katie's 38, I think, 38, 39. So I'm interested in that. I'm also interested, did Ariana set them up? Because Ariana obviously hosted Love Island. Like, what's happening? Is this just like a thing, as a friend thing, as a random-ass friend thing?
It's a power couple, baby.
That's a power couple?
I don't know.
I don't know what power is. You don't know what power is, yeah. I think it's a reality world mashup that I'm intrigued by, but also like already a little bored by. But again, I want to know about Katie's dating life desperately. So if anyone has any information on that, please let us know. But on to the big headline. We got the openers, right? Now we're on to the headliner. Vanderpump Villa, which admittedly I have not watched, has been renewed, and Stassi Schroeder, obviously from Vanderpump Rules, will be appearing on it. But more than that, she is getting her own show, Stassi says.
I think everyone's wanted her to come back in some way, and I kind of admire the fact that she didn't take the easy road. Like, it's easy. I can come back. I mean, I'm assuming she could have come back to Vanderpump Rules
or the Valley.
Valley or something. Yeah. And because, you know, she's still in a compelling case. She's, you know, people are still talking about her and you don't really, she's just living her life, which is a testament to how interesting it was and what great TV she is.
Yeah, and also like her own money-making propensity, I think. Like when you think about someone like Kristen, you're like, oh, she's not probably making that much money on James May or like Lala, right? It's like her defunct makeup company. It's like these people need these shows as an income stream. Stassi had her podcast. She had her
books,
two books. Yeah. You know, she doesn't really need the show as an income stream. So
she got her pot holders.
She pot holders. Outfit of the days. I don't know how that makes her money, but I don't know. Probably does. But like she doesn't need she could be more discerning about the projects that she has because she already kind of has built up her own brand in this way. So I'm very interested, first of all, if her show... First of all, what she's like... She hasn't been on TV in 10...
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip, became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. Learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention, so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
10 years, right? And it's been a long time.
Yeah.
What her show will be like, what her on-screen persona is. You know, she mellowed out a lot in Vanderpump Rules. Are we going to get like a mellow Stassi? Are we going to get like an amped up Stassi? Are we going to get mommy Stassi? Like, what
I hope
are we
it's
get?
Not. And listen, I think it's great that mom, parent stuff. I sure. hope it's not a whole parents universe.
Yeah.
Where it's just parents talking about parents and parent stuff and like, you know, like. Mommy, daddy gets a date night type
yeah.
stuff.
Oh,
I just,
God,
I
no.
can't.
I mean, that's we already get a lot of that on the Valley, and it's not fun
yeah.
to watch.
I really hope it's whatever Stassi says. Yeah, I want to hear what she says.
Stassi says what?
Yeah, and you who know? Would be in? Like, what would the crossover be? Who would be there?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she has to have her own circles now yeah. of interesting people. And
yeah, and will this just be... Again, I have not watched Vanderpump Villa. I hear it is very boring. But
yeah, my wife Michelle was like, I guess I got to watch
yeah.
the first season. Of
yeah.
It.
It's like,
and she says it as if kind of like, I guess I have to. It's like
yeah,
my prison sentence.
Homework.
And it's like, yeah,
you're
going
to
you're gonna start and then you're going to be like, that's good.
Okay, cool. They're in like rural Spain on the border of France and Spain.
But really what I always loved about Vanderpump Rules, it took place in our backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And I just always found that really, even yeah. when like real world, like San Diego happened, or real yeah. world Hollywood happened, I felt like a kinship to it because I was, and that's just how I am. And things that are happening in Spain, I mean, it could listen, I'm sure they know how to make it good. I don't deny that.
Maybe, but we've had a lot of like duds. We've had a lot of dud shows and dud seasons.
What is the relationship with Lisa Vanderpump and Stassi? I mean, they're working together, or they're not. I couldn't remember if they were like a strain, you know, kind of had a strained relationship.
Yeah, I think they're probably okay at this point.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I think Lisa Vanderpump recognizes that Stassi is her own product and entity in a way that like makes her much more alluring to be friends with than, again, like a Kristen or like even a Jax, you know, like what does she need? Or even, and again, the last kind of part of the headline, or even like the Toms, which again, we're seeing that Tom and Pump are going to be Pump
some
again.
Rebranding, right?
Yeah. Wow, that is the end of an era, truly.
And because it seemed like TomTom was not like an unsuccessful thing.
No, I think it had the best food out of all of them, except for Something About Her. But, you know, it seemed much more expensively like created and designed than the other ones. And it had an extensive menu and the drinks were more expensive. And also, Pump was my favorite. I loved Pump.
Do you think, and I'm sure maybe Lisa was like, oh, I'm now, I mean, I just... Pump is just here now. Do you think the fallout of Scandival had put a dent into TomTom in a way that's like, hey, how do I kind of salvage this?
I think if anything, I brought it up in kind of credibility and visibility. I mean, now they're doing so. Jax and Tom Schwartz are doing this tour, this like bus tour, which I desperately want to do and also don't want to do, but I want to do it. You know, it's like $400 a head, right? And they go to a bunch of these places with people.
Somebody sponsor us to do this.
Please, I beg you.
We will promote your product.
I'll do whatever you want me to do. Whatever.
I don't know what you're saying. I'll wear your MLM on my face.
Yeah. I will get a tattoo of something yeah. you like. I don't know. Yeah. Whatever you want. Send us on this tour.
Yeah.
But it stops at TomTom. And I don't know. I think with all of everything, it's like, why is Schwartz and Sandy's even still open now? Because of Scandival. You know, like all this stuff, I feel like it's treading water. I think it might be a power play by Lisa to be like, listen, I own this restaurant. I'm kind of over the fucking, you know, split, you know, the split, what's the word, attention, I guess, between Schwartz and Sandy's and TomTom. Because really, like, they're both, Schwartz and Sandy's and TomTom for the Toms are the same thing, you know? It's just like one of them has Lisa and one of them doesn't, you know? So, of course, Lisa is like, fuck you, you still have this going. Like, I'll make this pump again kind of a thing.
She's like, I already kind of own this property. I might as well put my own thing on it. But doesn't Pump have, like, a different kind of like brunchy kind of
it's very
bright.
Different.
And TomTom is like a gothic steampunk.
Yeah, steampunk like mask. Like it's very
it
like.
It doesn't match. Like Pump doesn't match.
No, but I don't think she cares that much about like. I think she cares initially about selling a concept, but once it exists, I think she's like, whatever, put these Pier 1 fucking flowers in this steampunk vase.
We've gone to all the places and
we still do.
In your opinion, or you maybe could think the opinion of other people, you know why you go to Sir, mm-hmm. right? We know why you go to Sir. We know why you go to Schwartz and Sandy's.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you go to Pump, New Pump? Why would you go to New Pump?
Mm-hmm.
For what?
Yeah.
To see who? To see who, to do what, to experience what? If you've been to TomTom, what is going to Pump going to do that's different? Because you think, oh, maybe the Toms will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who do you think is going to be there?
Yeah. No, exactly.
I'm just asking this question. I mean, I could be totally wrong, but...
Well, I think that Pump really had more of, like, a, like, being in, like, the heart of, like, West Hollywood and being, like, a party spot and being, like, an accessible...
A day thing.
Yeah. Oh,
and
a day...
TomTom is, like, for me, a night thing.
Yes.
That's what, at least
I don't even think it opens till later. Anyway, if you're right, you know, just in terms of the hours itself. But I think, for me, Pump is about brunch. It's about getting... blackout, you know, right on Santa Monica Boulevard, just fucking talking to people. You know, it has just like, it has such an, like an outdoor concept of like socializing and music and like partying and all of this stuff. Like that feels like, that's why I liked it too. It was like fun. I didn't have to like sit down and spend like $800 there.
But TomTom has more of like a goth.
Yeah, like sit down goth.
Yeah, like a business casual nightclub.
Yeah, it is. It's very like Art Nouveau, but like the bathrooms stink. You know, it's
also
like
looks like a chandelier store. Yeah,
exactly, stained glass and like plush, like rich velveteen couches,
like thrones.
Yeah,
material.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of gilded metals.
Yeah. So I just don't, yeah, I wonder who it's going to be for, what it's going to be for, mm-hmm. and why it's going to be for.
Us.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll be there.
Is us.
We will be there.
We'll be there.
We have a little giveaway.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We went to Schwartz and Sandy's.
Yes.
And we bought a little thing there.
We bought a thing there.
We got bought a little Schwartz
thing.
And Sandy's ashtray.
Okay, we're saying
we're
it.
Saying
we're
it.
Saying it.
It's an ashtray.
It's very cute.
Picked up ones for ourselves.
I was tempted to keep it. I don't have one, but you do.
Oh, I
right?
do. Yeah. Yeah.
But I won't because I love my listenership so much and you deserve it. But we have, yeah, we bought one.
It's pretty cool. It's a big glass.
It's really cute.
Yeah.
It's really cute. And I'm not a smoker, but like it's fun to put trinkets in. It's like a nice like amber glass.
You can put your keys in there. Yeah.
It's really cute. So the challenge is to the viewer. Listen to our episode about going to
Schwartz
and
Sandy's. You're going to have to do some math.
You're going to have to do your little bit of homework, but it's fun homework, I hope. I hope.
Where you have to guess whoever the closest to what the bill was that we spent there.
Yeah.
And that will include, so a little more homework, It will include the two ashtrays. So everything that we ordered, without the tip. You want to say without the tip?
Yeah.
They're not going to be able, they're not going to guess because we tip 90%. So you're not going to be able to guess.
Yeah, you're not going
to
guess that. We're too
generous. So without the tip, everything we ordered plus
two ashtrays
and tax.
Yeah.
All that just no.
Just throw out a guess. Just throw out a guess.
And it will be via Instagram. Mm-hmm. So go to VPR Now. And you can put it in the comments. Mm-hmm. You can DM us.
Yeah.
And whoever is
the closest
will be the winner. And we hope we do it right.
Exactly. And then again, listening to the episode will help you guess because we talk about what we have ordered.
Yes.
So if you listen closely, you're going to get pretty close.
You're going to get pretty close.
I would say.
You're going to have to look up to see how much the ashtrays are.
Yes, that's easy.
That's easy. You just
can
look
do it. You can do it. I know you. I know you.
Head on over. You can win this amazing ashtray.
Yeah, we'll mail it to you. It's going to be great.
Is it going to be great, though?
I would like it. For one guess?
I don't want to see not Rebecca. I don't want to see an account from not Rebecca being like, huh, I know the exact amount. That's weird.
I want that ashtray. It's very fun. I mean, guess a couple of times if you want, but like,
yeah,
just like it's very fun.
Don't say $1, $2.
But also, it gives you a sense of like how expensive us going to these restaurants are, which is also very fun.
Yeah,
and it's a very cute ashtray.
Yeah,
so we're doing this for you, and we want to hear your thoughts on all of these things, all of these matters, any other Vanderpump business that you think we should attend to. Please let us know.
Yeah, and if you have like anything that you want to just tag us on Instagram and we'll repost it.
Absolutely.
We're looking for more content.
Clearly. Look at us. So help us. Help us now. This one's-